This morning, we find ourselves back on our journey through the Heidelberg Catechism, and before us is the second question and answer. But before we read that question and answer for this morning, we need to set our minds back in the context of the first. Question one says this: what is your only comfort in life and in death? And the Catechism answers, that I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all of my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. That is our only comfort, that we belong not to ourselves, but to Christ, this Savior that has bought us with his blood, that has set us free from sin. He has paid for them all. He has released us from the tyranny of the devil. This sovereign God who works all things together for our good and for his glory. This gracious God who moves us from death to life, from incapacitated to energized for the glory of Christ. This is our only comfort in life and in death. And it's in that backdrop of that comfort that we find ourselves today with question and answer two. Question one gives us the great news and reality of the believer's position in Christ, while the second question answers, how do I get that? How can I live in the reality of that comfort? How can I possess it, the only comfort in life and in death? And the Catechism asks it this way: what must you know to live and die in the joy of this comfort? Three things. First, how great my sin and misery are. Second, how I am set free from all my sins and misery. And third, how I am to thank God for such deliverance. How great my sin and misery are. You must know this. Not how little, how great my sin and misery are. Not how sinful and miserable I am compared to the next guy, but how great my sin and misery are. So much so that they have separated me from a holy God, and the wages of that sin is death, and I will suffer in hell for eternity for it. We have to know this. Why? You have to know this because if you don't see your sinfulness, then you can never see your need for a Savior. Jesus said it this way: it's the sick that need a physician, not the healthy. It's the sinner who needs a Savior, not the self-righteous. You can't have the comfort of this position in Christ without understanding your absolute need for him to place you in that position. How could you find ultimate joy in this comfort if you don't think you need it? What else? How I am set free from my sin and misery. You must know this. But what does it mean? You have to understand how you are moved from death to life, how you are moved from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In other words, you need to understand what Jesus Christ did in his life, in his death, in his resurrection. You have to know that the Son of God, the eternal God, this creator of the universe, came into the existence of humanity, born of a virgin, living a sinless life, the life we couldn't and the life we wouldn't have lived for ourselves. And he carried that sinless perfection to the cross of Calvary, where his Father had ordained that he would die for the sins of all those who would believe. You have to know that when he died on that cross, something happened. Your sins imputed to him, and he bears the wrath due to you in order that you might stand before him blameless. But you also need to understand that when you believe in him, his righteousness is credited to your account so that when the Father looks at you, he doesn't just see a pardoned sinner, but he sees the righteousness of his Son. You have to know he was raised, his offering accepted to the Father, the debt paid in full. And you need to know that his resurrection guarantees for us all the assurance of our resurrection and glorification. It guarantees that we will enjoy him not just today, but forevermore. And at the moment you believe in Christ, those chains of sin fall off. The guilt, the bondage, the sin itself no longer holds weight over you. You have been set free, not to sin more, but to righteousness. You need to know that you are set free, but not just that, but how you are delivered from it through Christ. And thirdly, you must know how you are to thank God for such deliverance. This one's pretty simple. You can't enjoy the comfort of deliverance from sin if you aren't thankful for it. You can't have and enjoy the comfort of belonging to Christ if your knowledge of that is simply that, knowledge. This knowledge goes beyond the head. This knowledge of who Christ is and what he has done and what he is now doing goes beyond the brain. It penetrates the heart. You must know and obtain the God-given heart of gratitude that says, "Oh, that he would save a wretch like me. How can it be that I should gain?" What must you know to live and die in the joy of this comfort? Three things. How great my sin and misery are, how I am set free from all my sins and misery, and how I am to thank God for such deliverance. So I ask you this morning, do you know this comfort? If not, will you see the sinfulness of your sin? Will you gaze at the cross and see his work there? Will you not accept the invitation to take up your cross and follow him? Will you not pour out your heart with thanks to the God who saves?